Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us your Friday night into your Saturday morning in all likelihood, but maybe not tonight because Rampage is on so late. We're starting early today. We're not enabling Tony Khan in these late starts. We don't care about the NCAAs here. We care about wrestling. So we are going to do the SmackDown review, and maybe we'll talk about some of the things that are going to be on Rampage, actually, because we do, of course, have the spoilers. So, if you wouldn't mind, Luis, that would actually be really helpful, and I wish I had kind of thought.
Spoiler alert.
Before. We'll run down what happened at Rampage, because we can at least talk about it from a story standpoint, but before we even worry about any of these shows, I'm going to ask you to get in your super chats, get in your humper chats, support us on twitch.tv/FightfulGaming, and most importantly, well, it's all important. Any way you want to support us is super important, but Fightful Select, the bang for your buck over at Fightful Select. Come on. So much great news coming out of there. WrestleMania, we're on the roads to WrestleMania, Alex. There's going to be even more and more coming down the bend. AEW had a fire episode of Dynamite this week. I'm excited.
Wrestling is good.
Alex Sourgraps, my sweet, sweet OG Alex saying Cody Rhodes ruins everything and I'm tired of pretending he doesn't. He has gone full John Cena and we're going to get into it. But first we're going to say thank you to Alexis for being here tonight. How are you?
I'm okay. And you're very welcome. Let's all say you're welcome to Kate on the chat just because she's here with us in a cabin lost in the woods. And all I hear is in the background.
That's it.
While Jason's chasing them around the house.
Well, now why you got to do that? I'm going to have nightmares all night. But I wasn't really planning on being on stream. I thought I was going to have coverage. I didn't. So I apologize for being grainy and dark, as is my setup whenever I'm not in my apartment. But we're going to do it. We're going to make it. We're going to get through it. I'm excited to talk some wrestling. But I am a little bit in the camp of OG Alex on this one. We got this opening promo from Cody Rhodes. It's obviously going to move this Sammy and KO picture down the mountain, but I feel like Cody Rhodes being the puppet master of everything, the orchestrator, is not the way that I wanted to go. This feels so John Cena-y to me, and that wasn't for me. You guys know I'm a CM Punk girl. I was waiting for CM Punk to come along and get rid of this John Cena stench. I kind of feel like I'm doing that right now. But this promo is essentially Cody trying to coax Kevin Owens out. He says he respects Roman. He's the greatest sports entertainment champion, blah, blah, blah. Who could possibly care? Which is such a sad thing to be saying about the title picture headed to WrestleMania. That's what Cody Rhodes should be focused on. He shouldn't be a therapist to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, but that is the direction that we went here. Of course, Kevin Owens starts recounting all the things that have happened in their friendship, and Sami Zayn is out here saying that, you know, they don't have to be friends. The whole idea is to dethrone the bloodline here. Kevin Owens said, well, if I'm not fighting with my friend, what is the point of this fighting? I like the idea that's being executed. It's not the best option. It's not what I would have gone with. And I feel like this is all coming to a head way too late, because right now we're like 2 weeks out from WrestleMania and your undisputed tag team champions don't have a match set up because we're stalling on this storyline. Nonetheless, what was on screen wasn't bad, but I don't like Cody Rhodes being like, I'm the pacifier of WWE. It is because of me that these two old friends are going to reunite. Not the worst thing, especially comparatively to some of the other stories that we've gotten leaning into WrestleMania over the past few years, but definitely not what I was hoping for with where this all started. I'm always going to be excited when Kevin Owens is in the ring and on a mic. He's one of my favorite dudes on the mic next to Eddie Kingston. Love everything Sami Zayn is doing, but I feel like this could have been stronger than it is. And I don't know. A lot of people really love this and I'm happy for them, but it just doesn't feel like a WrestleMania moment to me. What are your thoughts on this opening segment here?
Very, very long-winded. I feel like they could have like shortened it up a little bit. I don't know. That's just to me in my head. They're putting the rocket ship and they're putting everything on his back. By him, I'm pronouns, right? I mean, Cody Rhodes. Like, so I keep on saying this because I see it as a business end deal. So they have to get their sure. money's worth, right? So you expect a lot of what Cody Rhodes is doing to mimic what John Cena has done in the past, just so that he can get that ROI on him. But yeah, I don't know. Do I feel like he needed to be the savior of the masses there? No. I don't know. I guess they have to kind of try to make it feel special, since we know, I don't, you know, you remember a few weeks back, supposedly even this tag team match that they're setting up at WrestleMania is supposed to be the big headliner. Wrong.
Yeah.
So now we just, let's just move on.
That's kind of how I feel, which is the bummer. I do think Sami and KO are going to go over, so that makes me happy.
Oh, yeah,
I want to see them as a tag team. I want to see them as champions. I want to see the tag team titles on somebody else and it means something more. But I got to say, like, for a story that was the best story in wrestling, definitely in the past 10 years, some people feel ever, and I can't argue with them on that. This just feels like the wrong turn to take, and I'm just not here for...
Correct.
For a pacifier therapist, Cody. It didn't do a lot for me, but I get where the story's going. I don't hate that idea. And I definitely don't hate when we get love like this. CO saying, love you both. Alex, did you get 2K?
Actually, Kate, oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Sorry.
Kate, even in captivity, the bangs are on point. Well, thank you. Thank you. This is a very welcome isolation after my past couple of weeks, but I hope you are granted your release soon. I'm here by my own free will, I promise. Nobody's telling me to say that off screen.
I did not get the 2K. Waiting. My birthday is Thursday. So we're waiting till Thursday to see if something magically shows up. But yeah, man, I'm turning the big, I don't know where you want to say it. I'm just...
The big 2-1. Damn.
The big 2-1. Let me tell you something about the big 2-1. It's thank you. It's crazy because I read a meme that in the 90s, you know, we would say, our parents would say, you know, 30 years ago was the 60s, you know, we had such a great time. It's sad to say that in 2023, when we say 30 years ago, we mean the 90s. Friends.
Why would you say that? We're having a good time.
We are done.
We're enjoying ourselves, and then you have to go and say that.
But I'm fabulous. I feel good. You know, don't.
Next Friday is now your celebration streak.
Big celebration. Send the blue chew, everything. I don't care. We're just doing it up.
Chris Mueller finally giving into the bit, saying Kate is so grainy because she forgot to pay me for IT. It's true. It's true.
I hit him up because I had a problem with Revolution, so
Yeah, see,
he was the only contact I knew. Someone said, hey, do you have anyone in AEW or Bleacher Report that you know? And I was like, oh,
there you go. I say he shouldn't limit his capabilities. If you have a problem with just any sort of technology, BR_doc on Twitter. He will literally fix it instantaneously for free. And if he doesn't, you can rage tweet about him.
Yeah.
Chris Ferrer saying without Roman around consistently, they have no other way of keeping Cody in the story.
True.
That is true. And I hate it.
True.
I mean, I feel like the work he was doing with Heyman has actually been the best work of this feud. I loved the one promo he had with Roman. I just feel like this is Wrestle Freaking Mania, man. This is an almost 1,000-day reign. And your champion.
Can I be honest? It doesn't feel like WrestleMania is coming up. It just feels like it's another pay-per-view. And I think it's because we're no longer casuals. We cover this stuff. You know,
we are the virus.
Yeah, we got behind the scenes stuff. You know, it's just it is what it is.
Everybody but us is excited. Well, the thing for me is, like, it also makes Cody look kind of dumb because he should be preparing for the most successful WWE champion of all time. And instead he's like, no, you guys should be friends and you guys should make up and take on the tag team titles. That's what I should be doing with my time. No, you shouldn't. Get out of your suit. Get into some ring gear. Get in the ring. Go prepare for Roman. But some people are excited. Ricardo says that he is stoked to see Cody beat Roman. Sorry, Alex. Don't be sorry. I love it when people are excited about wrestling. Even outside of Tyrus, pretty much. If you're excited about wrestling, I'm happy for you. But it's just not doing it for me. And I think part of it is, like, it was perfect up through Rumble. And then Elimination Chamber, it got a little less perfect. And now it feels like it's kind of fallen off a cliff. Not fallen off a cliff is dramatic. It could have been so great, and now it feels pretty good, which is kind of a bummer.
I'm just gonna enjoy the show, you know. I've said this on another place that I was at. I said, "Hey, are we ever gonna hit the WrestleMania fatigue with it being 2 days? Will we hit a fatigue of it being 2 days? That's a lot of wrestling. That's a lot, but people still are paying to go. So I don't see it happening in any capacity as of yet, but I mean, who knows? I mean, the show will eventually turn out to be great, guys. Let's just leave it at that.
It's going to turn out to be probably great in ring wise, which, to be honest, is something now I see every Thursday on ROH. If I want to see a bunch of great wrestling matches, I watch ROH every Thursday. There are not really any stories because they put all their eggs in this basket that feels that way, right? We are learning more details on FightfulSelect.com, by the way. You know, the Royal Rumble winner main events WrestleMania. So that means Rhea Ripley and Charlotte are main eventing WrestleMania. And if you have thoughts on this in the chat, I would love to know them. If you are able to join any super chat, let us know, because here's my thing. Rhea Ripley deserves to main event WrestleMania. Charlotte Flair, regardless of what you think of her, she's the WrestleMania main eventer. She already has been. The story could have been there, and it's not. We have Charlotte cutting dorky promos with Dominic Mysterio and like two with Rhea. I feel like if it's Asuka and Charlotte, it's a slam dunk. There's almost no way you can screw it up. They would try, but there's almost no way you could screw it up with that story, because this evil ass version of Asuka coming back to dethrone Charlotte would be so incredible. And on the other side, if you do Rhea and Bianca, the future is now. Technical heel who everybody loves because she's a badass Rhea Ripley, and baby face Bianca. Like, I feel like those, either way you want to go, are slam dunk WrestleMania matches, like in a main event sense. So it's not that the performers aren't deserving, and it's not like the match won't be fantastic, because I'm sure it will, because we've seen it before. That slot feels like it should be the top story to me. That's totally a mea culpa. So it just, and as a woman, that makes that shit feel token. I'm sorry, but it feels like, oh, the women get a slot now. And it doesn't feel like the women are in the slot that they get to showcase the best story of the year anymore. Bianca and Becky could have done it, right? Like, you had Stone Cold that year, so of course you're not gonna, but I don't know. I have mixed feelings on that. But what I don't have mixed feelings of is all your guys' support that's coming in tonight. I love it. Izzy05 saying, really bothers me that WrestleMania is in 2 weeks and we have Roman no-showing. We've had one interaction between Cody and Roman. I believe since Cody won Rumble, Cody will win at Mania and it's going to be a great match. This is my problem, is they got lazy with creative because they know the matches are going to be great. And that sucks. Like, they deserve more than that, in my opinion. The Bills just feel so phoned in. Not as bad as last year when everybody's story was, how am I going to get on the WrestleMania card? Like, that was everybody. But I don't know. It's just, it doesn't feel like Mania to me.
It'll get there.
Izzy05 saying last year's WrestleMania build sucked and it was a great show. Right. That is correct.
Right.
That's but what it I'm wasn't saying. A like, great show. It was like a great half night one, and then night two was fine. Like, Sunday people wasn't all forget that great.
Yeah.
Sunday wasn't all that great. And let's not forget that started with Rick Boogs and Shinsuke Nakamura in a tag team match against the Usos.
Yeah.
Two nights, and you still couldn't get Green. I almost said Green Day. Dear Lord, New Day on my screen for more than 3 minutes because I had to watch.
She's in the woods, everyone.
Undress. I am in the woods. I am in the woods.
I love it.
And so is the story, Alex, if you ask me. But I'm glad a lot of people are liking it. I really am. But we move along to Dominic and Rhea versus Santos Escobar.
Oh, I love this match.
Did you? Did you, Alex?
Told you it was going to be a great show tonight between us. It was going to be a quick, fun, easy show. Loving Dominic. Destroying my favorite, Santos Escobar.
Yes. Let's talk about Santos Escobar because I want to be happy. But this ends with Rhea hitting the Riptide, as we can kind of assume. Here's the thing. It's properly booked. This is what should have happened in this match. It sucks. But Rhea Ripley should get the win here. She's facing Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania for the title. That all makes so much sense. Santos Escobar is amazing. He's fantastic. And I just feel like even though he's losing now, I think it's a good sign that they turned him babyface and he's on our screen in this way. He has shown, not even spoken about, but shown how much Rey Mysterio means to him. We saw him wear Halloween Havoc tribute gear in Rey Mysterio style previously. Like, it's really, really encouraging to see stuff like that. So even though he lost here and that blows, this was booked properly. I can't argue about that, but Santos Escobar is just absolutely phenomenal. Dom was dumb. Rhea is incredible. And it was kind of nice to see Zelina back in the ring. Like, I think that's a good call. What were your thoughts on this match?
Yeah, I mean, other than the fact that you're right, the story has to continue and it has to progress. Am I a little upset the fact that we're not getting to see a little bit more wins come out of that team with Santos Escobar and them? Yes. Am I going to sit here and cry about it, knowing that I can't make a single change in where they're going with this? No, I'm kind of done with that. What I am going to do is I'm going to continue supporting and seeing the matches, no matter how many times the team goes under. And hopefully soon, when Mommy becomes champion, she goes on her own and Dom will have a change of heart, because you know that's how it's going to happen. You're in the Hall of Fame, Daddy. I love you. I'm so sorry for everything. They hug it out. He finally says, I'm hanging up the boots, and hands him the mask. And then we get Booyaka Booyaka, Dom 1-9. So, yeah.
And that's it. It. You should call it a Dom 1-9, because what he does ain't a 619. It's not very good. So,
yeah, it's a 619 without the 1. Oh,
all right. Hey-oh.
No, hey, yeah,
know,
but yeah,
I don't, you know, I'm out there on the streets making jokes about 69, and you know,
I figured you would constantly. That one go over on you. But yeah, but for sure, like, I don't know, I think maybe that's just the way it's gonna go eventually. Like, the Judgment Day, how long is this gonna really last? You know, this is probably one of the longest factions I've seen since like DX. I haven't seen a group like this, and I can't even put the Bloodline into it, because the Bloodline, they're like real people, they're real family, so
Right.
They're together because they're real family people, you know, not a makeshift group that they put together.
I hope that they break up, not just because of Rhea, but I feel like Damian Priest he was so over until they gave him like the split priest gimmick. Finn Balor's one of the best wrestlers in the world. If Rhea does break off from this, that stable is lost because Dominic ain't leading it. And Priest and Finn Balor don't seem like they're positioned to do so. This has been going on with Edge for so long. This has been the entire length of Edge's comeback. It feels like I am ready to move on from this nonsense, but not from your support and super chats, because you guys are awesome. Ricardo saying feliz cumpleaños, compa. For me in Mexico. Look how supportive everyone is here. They're sending in chats on behalf of each other. I love you guys.
Love you all. Gracias, amigos.
This is amazing. Super excited for the women's tag four-way match. Months of build to be paid off at WrestleMania. Will there be a title match? Oh, wait. No, the champs aren't even in the match. Yep.
I'm going to have this cold tea.
Yep. Well, we're spilling tea here at Fightful. We have Michael Dammit, who that name makes me laugh every single time. For someone who has been championed so much for the women, Uncle Paul seems like it's not doing enough. Let me tell you how disappointed I am. I'm not mad, Triple H. I'm just disappointed. We're going to talk about this next match. But before we do, I was so vocal and critical about the AEW women's division. And the reason I was because I knew if they cared, it could be a lot better. And then they proved me right. And I haven't loved the execution of everything they've done with this outsider story, but I cannot argue that this division from where it was a year ago has grown leaps and bounds in the talent that they brought in and the talent that was there, how far along they've come and the hard work they put in. And I'm seeing so many more, even though we don't have one more women's match, which I think it'll come, and I'm waiting for it, and that still is under my skin. But we see so many more women on television, and we see logical stories. For so long, the women's championship was just Challenger of the Month Club. And now there's these stories that are coming through, and it's been off kilter with Jade. Like, there's still a lot of work to be done. But I saw how Triple H books women. And when I saw Bayley and Io Sky and Dakota Kai show up at SummerSlam, I was like, oh my God, they threw down the gauntlet. AEW is going to have to get their ass in gear. And kind of the opposite happened. That faction has only come in and lost. The tag team, of course, has won, but those championships have not felt important in the process. It felt dead in the water to me when Bianca beat Bayley and also just threw fresh Dakota Kai and Io Sky to the side like they were chumps. It's very, very frustrating to see. Because one, I know Triple H can do better. I saw it with my own eyes. I watched Black and Gold NXT. And two, because you've got a really, really great crop of women on the WWE roster. There is so much great women's wrestling in the world right now. And I just feel like knowing what Triple H is capable of, knowing what these women are capable of and what they've been given. Like, I'm seeing Charlotte Flair and Dominik a couple weeks ago give a dork promo about Charlotte's husband being more Hispanic than Dom. Like, Rhea Ripley's one of the most badass women in the world. What are we doing? So I hear the frustration. I share the frustration. Taylor Cannon hears the frustration too, saying, being honest, I expect more from the Rhea Charlotte build, as did I, especially considering how Hunter treated them at NXT big time. And to be honest, even two Royal Rumbles ago, Rhea Ripley and Charlotte, right? That was all a really big deal. Their matches were really good. They haven't really talked about it or capitalized on it all that much, but just seems weird how bad this build has been. It doesn't feel like a WrestleMania build. It feels like a throwaway pay-per-view build to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna hope that what we see in the ring is that payoff. I'm gonna shy away a little bit from all the build talk for myself, because I just feel like I don't know how and why they're trying to be so slow about where they're going, especially with 2 weeks left. So for me, it's just, yeah. So for me, it's just like, okay, cool. So, and you know, a lot of other people share the same sentiment. And when I talk to my brother, we're like, oh my God, with 2 weeks left, like It doesn't seem like even the card's full. You know, so it's just like, what are we doing?
And not for two nights, it doesn't.
And
not
I remember, no, and I remember that storylines used to be so freaking long-term, like payoff heading into WrestleMania. Like, who doesn't remember like Bret Hart and Stone Cold, you know, and all these other matches, Hogan and Rock. Like, there's all these matches that we grew up watching that the builds. I mean, the promos alone with the music and everything was insane. The Rock and Austin. And we've kind of moved away from that into, and this is for all the companies right now. It's just more like, meh, you know, we'll tell a little bit of the story in the ring and then we'll get to the big match. And for the most part, Kate, they deliver when they're in the ring. And we feel 100%. It. We feel it.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When they win, we're happy for them.
But isn't it a disservice to your performers?
100%. And it's a disservice to the fans who are taking their time, who are not professional writers and are not professional producers or professional TV, whatever. And we know what's happening.
Yeah, and I do feel like I was gonna say Danielson MJF, but that's I hate doing the across the pond stuff. Let's look at last year, right? You at least had the moment WrestleMania started to feel like WrestleMania for me last year was about halfway through night one when Becky and Bianca came down. I got those WrestleMania chills, which are like their own special thing, but the entrances and the story, I was not in favor of heel Becky coming back. I thought it was a bad move. It was a little wonky in the beginning, but she turned it into something great. And that story kicked Ronda and Charlotte's ass, which was actually a pretty good match between Charlotte and Ronda. But like, I don't feel like there's a lot of that right now, unfortunately. Albert Pons bringing up a really good point. Nikki Piper, Liv Raquel, Ronda Shayna, Dakota, Io, Candice, Io. There's your tag division. How hard is it? You could go. It seems like they're going Nikki Cross, Candice, maybe. Also, let's not forget about Chelsea Green and Carmella. Oh my God, that cracks me up. I love that duo. Mia Yim, of course. Casey and I'm sorry, Kayden and Katana Chance that are down in NXT. I don't know. Don't split up JC and Gigi in NXT. There's so much more they could be doing with these women's tag belts. All they continue to do is prove Sasha Banks, now Mercedes Moné, correct. Like, they just don't know how to book these women tag belts. And by the way, there's not really anybody on American television that is doing it properly. But speaking of women's action, Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan, because why not this week? Versus Tegan Nox and Emma. Hoo boy. Raquel crushes Emma with the Tahana bomb. Morgan tags in and hits the Oblivion for the win. I mean, this was essentially a squash, right? Tegan Nox and Emma haven't really been too well profiled since they came back. I understand there's got to be people that are around to eat pins, but I do feel like maybe not the best use of returning talent. I think you need depth in the roster, and SmackDown needed it bad. But any thoughts on this match, kind of?
Not really, man. It was just, for me, it felt like a filler. So respect to the ladies, respect to have them on. I love to see them on television. I love to see Raquel on television. So, I hope that something turns around quick. It's hard sometimes to care. But sure. I still give love and I still give support, but it's hard to care when there's nothing there. Tegan Ruby is Liv's partner. Oh my God. That's crazy. And true.
I can't even keep up with the revolving door of how much it's Raquel and a friend.
Raquel and a friend.
It's always Raquel and a friend, but it doesn't matter who it is that week. Like, it's so frustrating.
It is so frustrating. And it's hard because, I mean, honestly, like, I'm not going to, come on, like, the people that watch this show and listen to us and our friends, we know that they're not dumb, and they're not going to sit here and want us to break down something that even we all collectively understand. It was just that television.
You're not wrong. Unfortunately, you're not wrong.
Sorry, friends. I could break it down if you want to.
Let's not say we did.
What a great match, ladies and gentlemen.
Two Mania Showcase tag matches, men's and women's for Mania. Eh. I don't know how I feel about that. It feels
so much talent
lazy.
Back too, man. It's so much talent that they brought back.
It feels like they were like, oh, crap. We got to give the Street Profits something to do. We'll do a tag showcase. But come on. Do better. It feels like it snuck up on them. And they had Survivor Series, no pay-per-views till Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, which should have been the best thing ever and was great to an extent. And then it just feels like they phoned it in to me. I don't know. People are loving it too. I feel like I'm missing something. But we'll move along to kind of, again, Charlotte Flair. And this promo, Charlotte reminding us that she has been in a title match at her 7 WrestleMania appearances. We know. I feel like they should have double-turned Charlotte and Rhea because everybody wants to cheer for Rhea. People are either don't like Charlotte because she's overbooked, or they want to boo Charlotte because she's better as a heel. I fall in that category. I think Charlotte is a phenomenal in-ring worker. She's a much more natural heel than she is a babyface. Rhea Ripley is one of the coolest, most likable people ever, even in this horrendous gimmick. They should have double turned on. Maybe they'll do it at Mania. But 3 years ago, Ripley couldn't get by Charlotte, and she can't do it now, she says. Ripley's music hits, of course. Charlotte just kind of ignores the finisher there. Ripley and Dom come out. This whole thing just feels like a mess. I don't know why Dominic Mysterio.
A lot of Dom.
This feels so. I think part of my frustration is the builds don't feel like they're between the people. Like, Rey and Dominic should go do that, and Cody and Roman should go do that, in my opinion. And I understand with the bloodline, that's a little more convoluted. But Bianca and Asuka are on the same tag next week. Like, I get the mutual respect angle, but 2 weeks away from WrestleMania, man, like, I don't know, not for me, but Dominic is with her because he's her little bitch. Ripley kind of puts Charlotte over for a little bit. So she needs to be a star. And after Mania, Charlotte will call Rhea champion, learn to fear her. Dom walks into the frame, distracting Charlotte so Ripley can land a cheap shot. Like, why is Rhea Ripley delivering cheap shots? Like, she's one of the most badass women in the world. I just feel like this is kind of lazy. Like,
you gotta keep the baby face shine on Charlotte. You have to.
But you don't. Like, that's what's so frustrating is why aren't they talking about their extensive history? Like, there aren't references to NXT. There aren't references to their matches coming out of Rumble and Mania 2 years ago. Like, this is so odd to me. It feels like because Dominic is there, they feel like they can't talk about the two of them.
Suppose, you know, number one, you got to give her baby face shine. No, I'm just kidding. Number two, you got to keep Rhea being mean and having Dom out there super heat. So why not have Dom out there with her? Because people hate Dom. So if they're going to boo, they're going to boo her true. And him.
Duh.
So that's just, I think I've kind of, you know, it's stupid, but I've had that pent up inside ever since that stupid promo. It wasn't stupid. I'm sorry. It was really good. I enjoyed the physicality. I needed that. I needed them to like go crazy. I needed the fans to get involved. I loved everything about it. Just not the beginning. Like, there was no reason to have Dom involved.
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Well, you know what? I might just ask it. Where's my ring?
Oh my gosh. Are you going to propose on your birthday or the week before your birthday? I mean,
to Dom and Rhea's promo segment.
Oh my goodness.
Just have it playing on TV.
Ay-yi-yi. It's just the worst. I just don't like it. I'm so sour today.
It's okay.
I know, but I don't want to be sour.
You're not sour. What the heck is Gareth doing? My goodness, Gareth.
Yeah, no, I don't even.
You took time out of your life?
Every stream we do, that's how gross and boring he is. But he likes to come in and talk about AEW and ROH when we're doing a SmackDown post show, you dork.
Dork.
Not the night tonight, man. Not the night.
No, forget Kate is in, you know, doing some weird ayahuasca type of style getaway in the woods like Aaron Rodgers for 4 days.
I'm going on a darkness retreat like Aaron Rodgers.
You know.
Oh, no.
Let's all be nice tonight. We're trying to get her out of here so she can go enjoy her weekend.
No. We don't have to worry about getting me out of here. We're talking about wrestling. You guys are sending in super chats and humper chats because you're the best. Ricardo sending in a chat here saying, didn't WWE just hire a guy for continuity? Buddy, he was brought in with Bray Wyatt and I think assigned to other stuff because we had learned that I believe it was Road Dogg was producing some of those segments and Buddy, like if continuity was needed for anything, it was Bray Wyatt. And if continuity fell off of anything, it fell off of Bray Wyatt real hard.
Yeah.
Don't yell at me, Sean, but that made me laugh. but we move along here. We get Kayla finding Sami Zayn in the back, asking about his headspace going into talking to Jay. Sami says that two guys who he considered a brother, one drove off and one might want to take his head off. If enough people tell you you're the problem, maybe it's true. No, it's not, Sami. No, it's not. I got to say, Sami Zayn is just like one of the most empathy eliciting guys in the world. I just buy hook, line, and sinker everything he's saying. Like, I love it. And as much as I feel like the creative could be better, I don't hate it. And none of it's because of Sami or Kevin Owens. Like, honest to God, I think Sami Zayn has just, every step he's walked as this version of himself has been so well done. I love this. Any thoughts here?
No, I mean, Sami Zayn has shown consistency in his character. Whether he was with the Bloodline and now kind of just shying away from it. I think that this might be his best. I think he's at his highest and the best run that he's possibly going to be at. Unfortunately said like that. I feel bad saying it like that, but at the end of the day, how does it say that the chips will fall, right?
Yes.
And land, and we all know whom will be here, adrenaline and muscle, and and who will be here in the middle, you know.
Well, he could be a tag team champion.
Yeah, but how well is a tag team championships really like?
But what if we get Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Gargano and Ciampa if Ciampa comes back healthy?
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. I mean.
But you think Sami Zayn's at the highest he's got to be in the company?
On his own. on his own
for sure.
Tag team, he'll surpass that because he's great with KO. So,
well, look, Alex, not everybody is the highest they want to be. Some people want to be a little higher. Some people want to be a little fuller. Some people want to be a little more standing on end, a little more excited about the stories in WWE. And darn it, if you can't do it alone, Blue Chew can help.
If you're watching this, you have probably considered becoming a pro wrestler at some point. Well, let me tell you, I got your gimmick and I got your gimmick. Here's your gimmick name, Rock Hard Eric Shins. And your gimmick is Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Same approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but you don't want those. You don't want those. You want Blue Chew. It's a chewable, gets into your system a lot faster. It's ready when you are or when you're not. Maybe you need that motivation. Maybe you need that step up in performance. Or maybe you just want a little bit of additional confidence. Take an online questionnaire with a physician, and when approved, it arrives straight to your door. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping because that first shipment is free when you use the code Fightful. Mailman's not going to know what's up. The nosy Nellies around your neighborhood aren't going to know what's up. But let me tell you, that special someone's going to know what's up. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful.
Alex, did we even mention that it was St. Patrick's Day today?
No, we tend not to talk about that stuff because people get mad at us when we talk about anything that's not wrestling. At least the threats in my DMs.
Look, we could tell them it's St. Patrick's Day, or we could show them.
Oh wow!
Hi, Alex.
I was in such a good mood. I was going to celebrate the day and it was kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of cool how Sammy and Kevin decided to be friends again, but then Cody Rhodes ruined it.
You're the saddest little shamrock.
I am.
You're a very unlucky leprechaun, is what you are.
No, that's what I am.
Oh no.
I'm done. Done with no celebrating.
I'm sorry. Is there anything we can say or do to make it better?
No. I don't know. Are you guys talking about the thing yet? We're in the middle of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn celebration. They cut to Cody Rhodes watching a TV like, yes, I did that. That was all me.
We did not, but if you
No. You guys talk about what you want, and then when that's to be talked about, then I will come back. But until then, back to the shadow.
The saddest little leprechaun.
I mean, we spoke Charlotte Flair being the greatest ever, baby face shining.
So you're just saying words now.
We're almost there.
I'm not even mad about it. I am not even mad about it. And you know what else I'm not mad about? Come along. Enjoy. Drinking at Mo's saying, my dude, Alex Cardoza, here's a few bucks. Thank you for coming on my podcast. Great night tonight. Plug yo shit.
My man, Drinking at Mo's. I'm part of his 100th episode. Bananas. I told him, I said, consistency is key. I was extremely honored to be on his show. And not only that, but the 100th episode, you know, people quit like after three. And I told him, just keep on going. And I can't wait for 200.
There you go. I love that.
What I do. He's going to let me know when it comes out. So as soon as I know the date, y'all will know the date.
That's it. Tight end Spurs agreeing with our sad little Shamrock saying, Alex, I felt the exact same way.
Or Shamrock.
And that Charlotte Flair promo feeling dreepy saying, is it fair to say that Triple H's women's storytelling in the last couple of weeks is only slightly better than HBK, the horrible booking kids, NXT at the moment?
Wow.
I actually feel like that's fair. But TBD, because we'll see what happens with this Roxanne Perez thing. if it's a cover for something, if it's just a bad angle. I'll say this for Triple H. He isn't booking tribute spots to himself, which is what Shawn Michaels has done now, like twice in a month or something. So, but not poorly done with what they did with Roxanne. Just a real tribute spot to himself. It's kind of odd, but I'll tell you one sore self-absorbed kind of dude who I do like, and that's LA Knight. We get him coming in after the commercial break here.
Dude looks great, man.
He looks great. He looks like a star. He sounds like a star. He should be a star if they don't screw it up. But we get Xavier Woods versus LA Knight. Unfortunately, right now, Xavier Woods, the sole healthy member of the New Day. They tie up. Quick little match here.
We love quickies here on Friday nights.
It's a so does SmackDown, evidently. Woods counters a suplex from LA Knight with the back Woods to get the pin. This was a perfectly fine technical match. I don't know what this kind of like losing streak is leading to. I've been praying it's Stone Cold for like a real long time. I've been calling for that match because I just think the promos would be so great. But we're not getting a build to it, so who knows? But
there was no build when Stone Cold came in last year and beat the crap out of McMahon and every whoa, he split in half.
It's hard to get a bunch of awesome promo battles when they don't announce the match until the week before the show.
Well, they didn't even announce the match at WrestleMania. They announced that Stone Cold would be there, but nobody knew he was wrestling.
No, but at least Kevin Owens got to yell at him about Texas for a while and wear a bald cap. Remember that? That thing. Rules.
No,
man.
Kevin Owens just hating Texas for like weeks was hysterical to me, and the fact that he's kept it up every time they go back to Texas warms my little heart.
Yeah, continuity, baby.
Yeah.
This was perfectly fine. LA Knight gets a huge pop. He's super over coming out of the Bray stuff, which I didn't know if he would be because that was so freaking weird. But good stuff.
He made me want to drink more Mountain Dew Dark Black.
It's pitch black.
That one.
Please call it by its name. Show some respect.
Can't wait for the Cinnamon Crows to match this freaking 2 weeks.
The Baja Blast coming at you for WrestleMania. Moving right along. Moving right along. Okay, here's something I really do like. This is what I might be most excited about for the WrestleMania card. So I can stop being a little cranky puss and talk about the fact that I'm really excited about this IC title picture.
Yeah.
We got a contendership with Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. The physicality here is so much fun. We ultimately get a no contest, which I think is where a lot of people thought that this was going. We get a double finish as both of them are finishing kicks out of both men. Ref starts counting and Gunther is yelling at them because he wants a challenger. Gunther jumps into the ring to confront the ref about doing his job, yells at Drew and Sheamus to get up and earn their title shot. Drew and Sheamus jumped by Kaiser and oh my gosh. I because Alex Pulaski always calls him Fabian Aichner. Giovanni Vinci, there it is. Fakey and Aichner is what he calls
him. Fakey and Aichner. Fakey and
Aichner. That's what's always kicking her. Wow. 10-second cameo just to correct me. Fakey and Aichner. I figured this was going to end in a no contest. It's not my favorite way that they could have gotten to this point. But this was something I didn't really think about as far as a story for this. I thought Sheamus versus Gunther. I thought like Braun Strowman was kicking around that picture for so long. I thought he was going to sneak his way in there. But this was so perfectly orchestrated because of the extensive history between all of these guys. I've loved this from Drew, where he's clearly on the heel side of things, but he's making a lot of really good points. Like, Sheamus had a shot and lost. I loved him, even when he's just jaw-jocking the things that he's been saying. I thought this was super, super fun. And this is probably what I'm looking the most forward to and potentially could definitely be like the best match on the card. What did you think of this tonight? And how do you feel about the story going into Mania?
Yeah, I think it's perfect to have all three of them kill each other. Well, very, very well deserved. I didn't like the fact that it took this long to kind of like put it all together, and the match had to finish the way it did for you to say, hey, we're just going to make this a three. Very, very like traditional WWE style to do, by the way. They kind of like always do this whenever there's like a big match or whatever.
Especially bringing in the card.
Always bringing the third person in. But now I really don't know who's going to win and who's going to go over and what's going to happen. Because you have three incredible talent that are going to give it their all. You might see the show stealing match of, you said, of both nights right here.
I think so. My guess is it's going to be Drew. I think Gunther's had an incredibly productive reign. I think Drew going over and Sheamus chasing him to eventually get that win and become a Grand Slam champion is a really, really fun way to go about it. Sure. But we'll see. I don't think there's a wrong call here. I think if Sheamus wins, it's an awesome moment. I think if Gunther retains, he's going to break the record and maybe...
It's a true intercontinental match. You have gentlemen from all over the globe there, or not, at least Eastern Europe.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Not three different continents, but good.
Right. Well, yeah. I didn't do so well in school when it came to geography, my friends. So I'm a film editor and producer of the audio realm. That goes to show you. I don't need to know where any country's at. I just fly there.
Well, all right. Google Maps be damned. But this breaks down after, as predicted, kind of. We got Adam Pearce making this official. He forced his hand. Gunther forced his hands with his post-match antics. Say that three times fast.
Post-match antics. Is
not literally Alex.
Sorry.
I already got what Alex being salty over there, just salivating, waiting to come on and talk about this upcoming segment, which we'll invite him on to do shortly. But you know what? I'm gonna make him wait. That's what the ladies do.
They make I was gonna I kind of stayed quiet.
You keep your blue chew put away, sir. I'm going to make you wait. This is what we're going to do. We're going to tell you all about NordVPN. And when I say we, I mean literally only Sean. And that's fine. We're going to have him do the dirty work. But sincerely, NordVPN has made a huge investment in us. Best VPN in the game. Sean's going to tell you all about it.
You don't want to get hit with a powerbomb symphony, do you? Not from your internet service, not from your browsing experience. Nordlow is here to help. That's NordVPN.com/Fightful. It's going to squash the competition with the fastest VPN in the world. Change your virtual location with just one click. No matter where you are, you get access to whatever content that you want. Thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. 30-day money-back guarantee. 4 additional months free. Block annoying pop-up ads. Block malware, block online trackers, 3 great tiers, whether you want to pass a VPN, a locker, or all 3, browse safely and securely, all this with one app. You can control up to 6 devices with one subscription. How can you pass on this deal? You're going to end up saving money because of this, especially if you buy those UFC pay-per-views. Let me tell you, NordVPN.com/Fightful helps you there too. Check it out.
Check it out. Guys, last call for Super Chats and Humper Chats. A much shorter show than usual tonight because we just got SmackDown.
I love it.
It's nice. Know. It's quick.
It's nice. It's Tiffy. Good. We love Kate.
Come we on. Love quickies.
I Who love when love you say it.
Quickly? Who doesn't love a good quickie?
I don't know what a quickly is, but I love a quickie. I'll try a quickly if you have one.
I don't, but I can give you the opposite of a quickly, which is a blue chew. Bluechew.com, code Fightful if you don't want it to be such a quickie. But all right, here we go. We're going to bring on, it's time for the main event. And that main event, I'm not talking Jay. I'm not talking Sammy and KO. I'm talking our own Alex Pulaski. All right. We got a main event segment here. We get some promos and we finally get the long-awaited, took way too long, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn reunion. Jey Uso making some good points on the mic. I did like this. Jey Uso saying that he was essentially, he kind of looks conflicted here, saying he's got a job to do, but Sami needs to hear this first. He said he didn't like Sami, he didn't trust him, and didn't want him around, but Sami earned his respect and affection of everybody around him, but not Jey. Jey always tried to protect the family. The one time he put his gun down, what does Sami do but betray him? I really, really liked this piece of this. Jey called Sami family and doesn't know what that is. He's a fake Oos. He had no choice but to cut him off. Jey chooses to essentially take Roman's abuse after Sami cuts him off, saying that he loved the family, but he wasn't going to deal with it much longer. And Jey is actually mad at himself, not Sami. Good stuff here. Don't love that it took Cody Rhodes to kind of get to this point, but they fight. Jimmy comes out to put the odds against Sami. Jey super kicks Sami. Bunch of things breaking down here. Cole calls for the ring steps. Cole calls the ring steps a chair, which was just a funny commentary note I made. My bad. I was like, wait, what did he do? And then I was like, oh, right. He screwed up on commentary, which was what I took a note of. But Kevin Owens' music hits. Owens comes through the crowd to attack Jimmy and Jey. I like that he entered through the crowd. I thought that was awesome. Owens fights him, ejecting Jimmy. Jimmy comes back to eat a stunner. A hug it out chant at a concerned Paul Heyman, as always, takes us home as the Usos are staring daggers at that duo. This would have been awesome 6 weeks ago. Alex, before we get into anything, Joey Grella, Graham, I don't know if it's Hispanic or not, but he says he misses the Shamrock, and I gotta be honest, so do I. It's, I feel like for the main event, you should, if not the Shamrock, there's something over there that can make you look snazzy. You've got like three pairs of glasses, you had a bow tie on, a Cody Rhodes bow tie, it was a clip on. Here we go. Adrenaline.
Oh god.
Necklaces. Alex's face. Cody Rhodes gonna run the place.
Wow.
Okay. Good. Are we here?
Alex, you look so pretty.
You do.
Thank you. I feel pretty.
I like that. As long as you feel it, that's what we care about.
So this is all great. And honestly, the moment where Kevin turns around and goes over and hugs Sami, and like the whole point, like I was a big fan, I was a big proponent of, why did you take so long to do this? And I didn't like Kevin like just being butthurt about everything, because it feels like he shouldn't be that person. But when he says like, why would I want to do any of this with somebody who doesn't even want to be my friend? It's so, how sensitive, what a sensitive young man Kevin Owens is, that he just wants his buddy to tell him he loves him. And so then Sammy's like, well, no, I thought you didn't want to be my friend, which is why I was like, you don't have to be friends with me. So, but I do want to be friends with you. You know what it is? It's communication. The thing that keeps all relationships good is communication. We need that communication, that back and forth. And that's why the thing was falling apart. But Kevin Owens turning around, seeing Sami there, and then going up to him, giving him the hug while the crowd goes nuts. Awesome moment. Really, honestly, it made the wait worthwhile.
Wow.
And then they cut backstage to Cody Rhodes being on TV going like, yes, a chuck up another one for the old codester. You know, his name is no longer Cody Rhodes. It's Poochie Rhodes.
Ooh.
It is Poochie Rhodes.
It's Poochie Rhodes. Whenever Poochie isn't on screen, all the other characters should be standing around going, where's Poochie? It's Poochie Rhodes. That's what I have hated about this so much. If you're going to come back after being away for months and they give you the 30 spot and they book you to win the Rumble, fine. Just have your match with Roman and get on with it. Don't decide you're the most important guy in the sport.
That's pretty great. It feels so 2009 John Cena to me. It really, just, really does.
I tried,
and all it does is this.
Oh no!
Sorry, I tried putting it on, but
that's not gonna work.
I'm cut.
I don't know why? Yeah. Oh no, it's too bad. But he's just like sitting like, mm-hmm. Yeah, and also like mm-hmm. all of the WWE mm-hmm. Twitter accounts are like, good job, Cody. Like they're showing that picture and going like, Cody Rhodes, you did it. Salute emoji. And I'm like, can it just be Kevin and Sammy agreeing after all these years to lay down their swords and realize they're better together than they ever were apart? They're brothers. They've always been brothers. Sometimes brothers fight, but at the end, brothers got a hug. Like, can it just be them deciding their own fate and not Cody Rhodes said, hey, you know what? You guys should probably get together and beat up the bloodline. How about that? Like, why is he in charge of everything?
He had it right, bro.
Mediator Cody Rhodes. Taylor Cannon saying, gotta say, Jay is so good on the mic. He's fantastic.
He's great.
He really is. Taylor Cannon also said, hey, Kate and Alex really enjoyed SmackDown. KO and Sam Lee finally reunited, which made me happy. It does make me happy that we're at least going to get the thing that we were hoping for. It was taking mm-hmm. so long, I was worried they were going to be mm-hmm. a little bit mm-hmm. schmazzy.
Yeah, but they're not going to main event night one because we have to have the token women's match now, even if it's a women's match with a build so poor they had to shoehorn a pull apart brawl into the build.
How about it's a women's match that is built halfway around one of the least skilled men's wrestlers in the world, I don't like that. It doesn't feel empowering to me. But here's what we're going to do. Because Rampage is on later, if you don't want spoilers for Rampage, go away. Shoot. This is your time. Go. Are you gone? Good. We're just going to talk about the card. And you know what? If you want to pretend that we saw stuff, feel free to. Chi-Town mm-hmm. Spurs chiming in saying, Cody looks like Bill Clinton.
Not a lie there. Not a lie.
Oh my goodness. Chi-Town mm-hmm. Spurs.
Yep.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Good old Cody Clinton brokering world peace.
I repeat, I did not stand in front of that TV.
All right, this is it. If you don't want your AEW Rampage spoilers, go away. But we're going to essentially preview it. We will tell you the outcomes because this was taped. We're just going to run down it, and I'm going to make up spots. So it's going to be half spoilers of the outcomes, which are true, and then just a bunch of stuff I made up.
Hey, if you don't want spoilers, but you are going to watch the show live, go to Fightful Select, and I'm going to do a Rampage watch-along while giving my thoughts about the rest of SmackDown.
I was gonna plug it, but I didn't know if you were doing it.
No, I'm totally doing it. So
we get Will Hobbs defeating Rey Fenix in a fantastic match here. I just loved the torture rack, obviously. I thought it was great.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice to see Hobbs have a full, you know, like a full 7-minute match here. And I think this QT Marshall thing is working. I'm going to say. What did you guys think of the match we haven't seen yet?
So good. So what I did like was the double underhook suplex onto the outside of the ring. It was one of my favorite spots.
So an update. The game that has to end for Rampage to start still has 14 minutes left, and it's 45 to 43, which means there's a good chance it goes into overtime, and Rampage won't start until 1 a.m. Eastern.
Also, that's before timeouts.
Yeah, it's true. I know I'm saying 14 minutes plus timeouts. Yeah,
yeah, so timeouts will elongate it to about 30 minutes.
Here's something that is going to be true that I can pretend I'm reacting. Ready? Mm-hmm. Rey Fenix, man. I mean, my God, that guy. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I love
that was
him.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I love Hobbs, though.
I know you do. Well,
I'll lick anything. I mean, no. Yep.
As we saw, mm-hmm. he did win. So good stuff. And also, we get a debuting Taya Valkyrie, which I think is weird to have her debuting in the future. I feel like you should have learned from the fact that Keith Lee returned to like 200,000 people. Mm-hmm. But she gets a squash here, as you would probably so predict. Fast.
Quickies.
Great to see her though. Loved her gear tonight. I thought she looked fantastic. Loved the crowd reaction for her.
I don't know how she does it.
Really, really, really good stuff. Guys, let us know what you thought of the match. If you want to get in your super chats and your humper chats, we'd love your thoughts on tonight's Rampage that we definitely are reviewing right now. We are going at a record speed, but we get 2.0 defeating the Bollywood Boys. So happy to see the Bollywood Boys. I sincerely really like them. I think they're great. Great to see them in action here. Loved. Remember the antics that were in this? Good.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty great.
What about the Daniel Garcia? My God. It looked like Brody King ate him.
Well, he defeated Brody King in the main event.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
That is honestly crazy. And the amount of shenanigans that would have to happen for that to be a thing that would happen are going to make me furious when I watch the show live.
Cassidy did
later.
It.
Yep.
Alex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh wait! Well, okay. You got both of us there. Like what?
Well, now that's just fun. Oh, Alex.
Yeah.
What?
Huh?
You didn't commit to the bit. I've never known Alex Pulaski to not commit to a bit.
I did. I said I did the what? Like what? I'm supposed to do? I said what?
You said almost, when I watch it later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So actual spoiler: Y2J hit King with Floyd to give Garcia the win. Alex was really? Correct. King. Mm-hmm. Well.
Told you.
We also get Kenny versus Vikingo on Dynamite. So
what a great night of wrestling, friends.
This really was. I thought this Rampage was a ton of fun. It went by so fast. It felt like I barely even watched it. Like it felt like my
first time in high school. So yeah, it was just great.
Oh, BlueChew.com code Fightful. Hey,
I love this show's great.
I love this show. Alex Pulaski. Hey,
look who that kid is.
Stop.
Look at me with my He-Man. Feliz cumpleaños, Alexis cake. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Stop. Save it for next week because it's going to be legit the day.
I still have that watch. It's my Apple Watch.
My God. Hey, Pulaski, plug your shit.
Hey, you go over to Fightful Select in, I don't know, an hour. Whenever the hell this game is over, this barn burner between Memphis and Florida Atlantic. Whenever that's over, apparently Rampage is going to start, and you'll watch me talk about everything else on SmackDown, as well as be super angry when Jericho hits Brody King with a bat. So,
and
you do that.
And I'll just be on Twitter getting mauled by the Twitterverse. Death threats on my DMs, and being told things that I will never repeat on this show about human beings. It's _ Alexis Cardoza, and you can find me on Instagram at Alexis Cardoza. That's where all the fun happens.
And you just did a guest appearance on another podcast.
Oh, yes, but I did repeat it. Yes, I don't know the date. I don't want to. It'll probably come out maybe next week. So next week I'll have a more concrete date.
Oh, my God.
But I was on Drinking at Moe's. So you guys can go online and on the YouTube's page and put Drinking at Moe's. And you'll be able to see me once he drops that episode, his 100th episode. Really excited for that. So
gotta go to Moe's.
Gotta go.
As they say.
Yeah.
All right, Excalibur, lung capacity time for my plugs. Mondays on Fightful Select doing Sour Graps with Alex Pulaski. Tuesdays doing Sour Graps on the main channel of the NXT Post Show. Wednesdays at the Mark Order Podcast talking all things all elite. Thursdays doing the ROH / Impact Post Show with Red. And then we hand it off to Joel and Cresta in the same stream ROH absolutely rules. Supercard of Honor is going to be amazing. Friday's here doing the AEW Rampage and SmackDown post-show. Just SmackDown tonight. Normally we do both shows. And heck, if I'm not back at the Excite commentary desk, I don't know what I'm doing. It's getting personal over there. People are coming in and talking S-word about my hometown. I'm not taking any of it. You can catch me on commentary on the 25th and the 7th and 8th of April, where things are heating up at Excite Wrestling. I've got words to say, my friends. You could also follow me at Miss Kate Fabe. Subscribe to Fightful Select to see Alex's AEW Rampage watch along. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. We're out of here.
Bye.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.